Told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970?
I don't believe they did.
Well, my predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. And he had a good employment record, good references. And from what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and killed his family with an axe.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith.
Well, that is quite a story.
Doubt and pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the of my game.
Well, you can rest assured, Mr. Ullman, that's not going to happen with me. And as far as my wife is concerned, I'm sure she'll be absolutely fascinated when I tell her about it. She's a confirmed ghost story and horror film addict.
I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah.
Tony, do you think Dad'll get the job? He already did. He's gonna phone Wendy up in a few minutes to tell her.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
Hi, hon. How's it going?
Great. Look, I'm at the hotel and I still have an awful lot to go through. I don't think I could get home before 9 or 10.
Sounds like you got the job.
Right. It's Beautiful place. You and Danny are gonna love it.
Tony, why don't you wanna go to the hotel? I don't know. You do too, no. Now come on, tell me. I don't want to. Please. No. And Tony, tell me.
Both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth.
That is quite a story.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's still hard for me to believe it actually happened here.
I'm sure she'll be absolutely fascinated when I tell her about it. She's a confirmed ghost story and horror film addict.
Resort to cannibalism in order to stay alive. Well, you should have eaten your breakfast.
Boy, we must really be high up. The air feels so different.
They had to, in order to survive.
Jack, don't worry, Mom. I know all about cannibalism. I saw it on TV.
See? It's okay. You saw it on the television.
Yeah, I believe based mainly on Navajo and Apache motifs.
Oh, well, they're really gorgeous. As a matter of fact, this is probably the most gorgeous hotel I've ever seen.
Oh, this old place has had an illustrious past. In its heyday, it was one of the stopping places for the jet set, even before anybody knew what a jet set was. We had four presidents who stayed here. Lots of movie stars. Mainly on Navajo and Apache motifs. This is our gold ballroom.
Oh, I'll say.
We can accommodate up to 300 people here very comfortably.
Boy, I bet you we could really have a good party in this room, huh?
I'm afraid you're not going to do too well here unless you brought your own supplies. We always remove all the booze from the premises when we shut down. That reduces the insurance we normally have to carry. We don't drink.
My face is finished. My body's gone. And I can't help but think, standing up here in all this applause and gazing down at all the young and the beautiful with their questioning eyes, that I must above all things love myself.
that I must above all things love myself, that I must above all things love myself. I saw a girl in the crowd, I ran over, I shouted out, I asked her if I could take her out, but she said that she didn't want to. I changed the sheets on my bed, I combed the hairs across my head, I sucked in my guts till she said that she just didn't want to. I tried best to stay up late, I fixed the hinges on her gate, but still she just never wanted to. I bought her a dozen snow white doves, I did her dishes in rubber gloves, I called her honeybee, I called her love, but she just still didn't want to. She just never wants to.
Nicely self-contained, easy to keep,
cozy.
Yes, very cozy for a family. And if you feel like spreading out, you have the rest of the hotel to move around in.
Well, it's very homey.
Yeah.
This is our famous hedge maze. It's quite an attraction around here. The walls are 13 feet high. And the hedge is about as old as the hotel itself. It's a lot of fun.
It's very cozy for a family.
It's a lot of fun.
Hi, Danny.
I found him outside looking for you.
Dan, did you get tired of bombing the universe?
Yeah. Come on over here. Thanks.
Thank you, Susie.
Well, it's very, homey.
God, this is the kitchen, huh?
Yeah, this is it. How do you like it, Danny? Is it big enough for you?
Yeah, it's the best place
I've
ever seen.
It's our walk-in freezer. Now, this is where we keep all of our meat. You got 15 rib roasts, 30 10-pound bags of hamburger. We got 12 turkeys, about 40 chickens, 50 sirloin steaks, 2 dozen pork roasts, and 20 legs of lamb.
Well, it's very, homey.
You like lamb, Doc?
No.
You don't? Well, what's your favorite food, then?
French fries and ketchup.
How do you know we call him Doc?
Nah. What's up, Doc?
Now, watch your step. In here, Mrs. Torrance, is where we keep all the dry goods and the canned goods. We got canned fruits and vegetables, canned fish and meats, hot and cold cereals, Post Toasters, Corn Flakes, Sugar Puffs, Rice Krispies, oatmeal, wheat thin and cream of wheat. You got a dozen jugs of black molasses. We got 60 boxes of dried milk, 34-pound bags of sugar.
How'd you like some ice cream, Doc?
Mm-hmm. mandolin and piano, shouting from the cinema, gunshots, my cigarette.
Do you know how I knew your name was Doc? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I can remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shining. Do they know he tells you things?
No, Tony told me never to tell him.
Has Tony ever told you anything about this place? About the Overlook Hotel?
I don't know.
Now think real hard, Doc. Think. You know, some places are like people. Some shine and some don't. I guess you could say the Overlook Hotel here has something about it that's like shining.
Is there something bad here?
Trace of itself behind. Say, like, if someone burns toast. Well, maybe things that happen leave other kind of traces behind. Not things that anyone can notice, but things that people who shine can see. Just like they can see things that haven't happened yet. Well, sometimes they can see things that happened a long time ago. I think a lot of things happened right here in this particular hotel over the years. And not all of them was good.
What about room 237?
Room 237?
You're scared of room 237, ain't you?
No, I ain't.
Mr. Allen, what is in room 237?
Nothing. There ain't nothing in room 237. But you ain't got no business going in there anyway. So stay out. You understand? Stay out.
Mr. Halloran said, it's just like pictures in a book, Danny. It isn't real.
Come and play with us.
Thank you.
Did you talk to Kubrick about it?
I met him on the set. I was over in England just on that one meeting that I thought that he was a very compulsive, almost like anal man.
Let me explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yeah.